Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And we really had a wonderful, wonderful first segment with Lou Theodore, who is the active senior. There's no question about it. And hopefully we'll have Lou back doing, you know, an outline of how a senior could do an autobiography, which is, you know, it's not the hardest thing, I understand, but you have to be motivated to do it, and you have to want to do it. And talking about motivation and want to, exercise for a senior is most important. I mean, we're trying to keep your brain active, but the body has to be able to function. And now we're very fortunate to have Rob Cattell with us, and Rob is from Cycling Sanity Fitness.
You got it.
And the whole concept here is, and I've seen it, all these bicycle is spinning? Well, that's
yes,
different. Okay.
Correct.
Spin classes you read about, cycling just in general. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we're going to go over the benefits of it. And I'm not even sure what the benefits of it are, to be honest with you. But that's the point. That's why Rob's here. And I know, Anne, I think you brought Rob.
I have come across him and I'm now taking his classes, which are so unique and so different than any other spin offerings. And I hope Rob will just talk a little bit about what makes his program stand out more than all the other programs I've been to. And as you know, I've been to Brooklyn. I've been all over the place.
Yeah, you're running the gamut of exercises.
All these unique kinds of concepts. But his really incorporates so many different things. Can you talk a little bit about first Cycling Sanity and all about what's going on there?
That'd be my pleasure.
Actually, just before you do, sure. Is there a level of fitness that a person has to have to cycle?
No.
Okay, fine.
No.
I mean, I don't want somebody to say I'm too old or I'm too...
No, cycling is for everybody. It's called a low-impact cardio workout.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is there are high-intensity cardio workouts. There are low-intensity cardio workouts. This campus is located right near St. Francis Hospital, of course, which is across the street. A lot of people, when they have issues with their heart, or whatever, when they have to go to some physical therapy, the first thing that a doctor is going to tell them to do is go onto an exercise bike. The reason is you're not really straining your muscles or straining your heart to do that. Yes, there are cycling gyms that are going to push you to the limit. When we opened up about 16 months ago, my partner and I wanted to get into the cycling. We don't call it spin. We call it cycling, the cycling business.
Okay.
And we get calls all the time from people that say, do you have classes for beginners? And we don't, and what we tell people is the classes are for all levels. What you're going to do when you come into our facility in Rockville Center is you're going to get set up by an instructor on a bike, because there are proper settings on a bike. You don't just sit on it and know what you're doing, because we want to make sure that your height is the right level, your legs are in the right position, your feet are in the right position. And then an instructor's job is to encourage you to push yourself to a certain limit in a class to get the best physical exertion from that class. However, if you can't or you're not ready for it, you just don't. You just do what you can. We get people all shapes and sizes from, I mean, our demographics are skewed female. We get about 75% female. We get a lot of men,
too.
But you get people that are in shape. You get people that are out of shape, that haven't exercised in years. You get people that are coming after having a baby. And the classes that we've developed at our facility are designed for all levels. And what we started, when we first opened, we were strictly a cycling gym. And we're the only facility in the U.S. that we've found that has two dedicated studios. Most cycling gyms, like your Soul Cycle or your Flywheel, which are the big names in the brand, you go to their facility, they have one room with a bunch of bikes, and that's it.
Okay.
We decided, my partner and I decided.
That's class style,
that's
right? You go like
class
from 9 to 10, 10
yes,
to 11.
Yes, and we are the same.
Okay,
we are all
class.
Because what you find nowadays, John, is nowadays people don't have time to go to a gym. Because if you go to a gym, you're in there, you're waiting for equipment, you wind up talking to everybody, you're in there a couple of hours. And nowadays, with this hectic world we live in, people want to get their workout in and go home. So our motto is you're in and out within an hour and then you go home. We don't want you there longer than that. We want you to get in, get your workout in, get a good workout in, and then go home. So when my partner and I decided to get into this business, and I come from the radio world, so I'm kind of comfortable in here too, because I worked in radio for a while. Got out of corporate America and decided to do this. we looked at the brand of cycling and we said, what can we do to make it different? And we decided to develop a studio where you have two rooms. Each room has a different bike because there's a lot of fitness equipment out there. And nowadays, if you go to a gym and you don't like the particular type of equipment, you may not come back. So what we did is we developed it with two bikes. Each bike have different purposes. The one bike we have, and we're the only ones in Nassau County to have it, it's a stationary cycling bike, which you may have seen in a gym. And they have these computers on them that when you put your personal information in, like your gender, your age, and your weight, they will change colors as you're pedaling. So the faster you go, it'll go from your white level all the way up to your red level. Everybody's zones are different. They're your personal zones. So what it does is it holds you accountable for your workout. If an instructor says, get in your green, Anne's zone will be different than mine, different than yours, because we're all different ages, shapes, and sizes. The bikes are very popular, and we do a majority of our classes on those. We have another room with a bike called a Real Rider, and what that is, it's a cycling bike, but it actually has motion. It actually can move side to side. So that bike, you're getting a little bit more of a physical core exercise by moving your body side to side, so your stomach gets engaged. So the point is, their bikes are totally different. They're both cardio exercise bikes. They're both cycling bikes. They do different things. So we thought if we opened a gym with one versus the other, and let's say you went and you didn't like it, you may not come back. Well, now you have a choice of something different. The body is also a creature of habit, and the body will tend to get bored, or what we call plateau, if it does the same thing over and over again. So by having two rooms with different bikes, you can still do cycling or spin, whatever you want to call it.
Right, okay.
But you're on different pieces of equipment. So, yes, it's the same kind of workout, but it's different because the bikes do different things.
I get you. Okay.
So in a nutshell, we started out as cycling. But over the year, what we've learned is, as I mentioned earlier, people get bored after a while. We're doing the same thing. So what we said is, why don't we incorporate other kinds of workouts in our cycling classes so that you can get other aspects of it? Whether it's using weights, whether it's doing a form of Pilates, whether it's doing kickboxing, for example. These are totally different workouts. And what we do is we incorporate those into our cycling classes. We're starting a brand new class actually tomorrow, which you may not be aware of, which is called Cycling Pio, which you're going to be on a bike and then you're going to get off it. And this workout is a combination of Pilates and yoga. Totally different. So, you know, like any new business, you want to generate an interest.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard, especially on Long Island. There's a lot of competition out there. We're happy in the direction we're going, and we're happy with the feedback. And the cool thing about it is demographically, you get everybody from teenagers all the way up to my wonderful people like Anne, who are not intimidated by this workout. Everybody can do it as long as you focus your mind and your body in trying it.
Good.
Now, he's got instructors that are triple A-rated or whatever.
Okay.
I've taken lots of different classes and exercise. These women are so positive, and it's so constructive as far as whatever you do, they just give you that kind of support. So you aren't compared to anybody else saying, well, you're not doing as well as so-and-so. But it's just, it's wonderful how positive they are. It makes you feel good inside. Now let's go to the music and let's go to the videos, because you don't want to leave that part out as well. Sometimes you get the oldies kind of music, which is terrific, and it's so much fun, we've enjoyed it, and they put up little movies sometimes, which are so distracting in a positive sense. And after 45 minutes, you go, but I want to see more of this. And you don't even know you were moving your legs. And I see younger people than teens in there. There's a young boy that's been coming in also. I don't know how old he is, but I guess as long as your feet can fit in the pedal, you could bring your grandchildren with you. And you can pedal at your pace and they can pedal at theirs.
Right.
And if I don't want to do some of the activities, no one intimidates me. No one says to me, you have to. You want to stay on the bike? Stay on the bike. You want to use lighter weights? Everything is in a group is so individualized, and you've made it quite reasonable to do this.
Well, you know, nowadays, prices can be very expensive for this kind of business. I'm not going to mention our competitors, but some of them will charge in excess of $50 for one class. Now, not everybody can handle that.
Right.
They put their locations in the more upscale demographics where there are people with a lot more disposable income that may be able to afford that. Where we are on the South Shore in Rockville Center, yes, there are people with upscale demographically income over there, but they're a little bit tighter with their finances. So we cannot justify those kind of prices, especially being a new business. So we think our prices are fair. We're constantly coming up with new payment options. We're trying to develop a membership base. We're trying to develop a core. And the goal is, this is our first location. The goal is, if this does well, to open a second, maybe in Suffolk or in Queens. So we want to get into many people as we can. We have a beautiful facility. It's clean. It was built by a contractor in the area who's built a lot of beautiful restaurants. This was his first facility. And if you come in, we have showers. We have, in our studios, we have LED lighting, which changes colors. It's really, it's very unique. And it's very, the color aspect is very calming. A lot of gyms you go to, it's very hardcore because it's mostly men, and a lot of women come in and they're like, this is very intimidating. We have soft pastel colors in there, yellows and blues. So when women come in, they feel like it's very comfortable. It's almost like a yoga studio, but it's really not. I will give credit to Anne in one aspect. She is very unique in the fact that I will state that she's probably our oldest member. I'm not going to mention her age because women don't like that. And when Ann came in,
so
and people,
nobody over 39 coming to your
nobody
classes?
Over 39.
Wow.
No, exactly. It's amazing. we're pushing for the 40-year-olds.
Okay.
But I will tell you, and I've had a number of people mention this to me, when they see Ann in a class, they're extremely motivated. And as I tell people, if Ann can do this workout and you can't, and you're half her age, how do you feel? I mean, she is an inspiration. And it's interesting. One of the projects, I know we're talking about seniors and all that, one of the projects we're focusing on, hopefully by next year, it's very common in California.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And before you start that, as opposed to you starting it and me interrupting you, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.